Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Napa Valley at the Silverado Resort at the Creating Your Space meeting, and I'm with Arthur Paylor, who is the president at Mill Creek Carpet and Tile. Arthur, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. So you've been doing this now for about 8 months, right?
6 months.
You actually came from Shaw before doing this, right?
That's right. I was with Shaw for 16 years, and my latest position was regional manager, and I had Oklahoma and Kansas, and love Shaw, just found a new opportunity here.
So I want to get into how you're using Creating Your Space to move your business forward. Before we get into that, though, Mill Creek has 13 stores now, right?
That's correct. We have 10 retail locations in Oklahoma, one outlet in Oklahoma, and then a store in Wichita, Kansas, and two in Arkansas managed by Murray Manch, the Flooring America stores.
And you had four stores you were also operating in Dallas, but you got rid of those, right?
That's right. Those Peak stores, we sold those to our great friend down there, John Stacey, and he's going to be taking those over as of November 1st.
Well, that's not because Nebraska Furniture March down there, is it?
No, that's not the reason why.
As I said, Creating Your Space, you work with them. Most people know Creating Your Space are website developers, but they're much more than that. They've been engaged in the flooring business for 17 years, focused in actually retail website creation for the last 10 years. Talk a little bit about what they do for you and how they help you move your business.
Sure. Creating Your Space, they're just an outstanding group. We just love them to death. They handle our website, all the ins and outs of it. They also handle some of our paid advertising, pay-per-clicks, retargeting off of those pay-per-clicks. And they're a very innovative group. They're coming up with outstanding new ideas and ways to reach new consumers and millennials, and that's why we're here in Napa Valley this week.
Well, actually, Jay Flynn was telling me that since you've been there in 6 months, you've put more emphasis behind what you're doing and what they call digital marketing, right?
That's correct. I mean, our efforts moving forward are going to be highly digital. It's the future, and Creating Your Space gets it, and that's the reason we're here at this conference and trying to be a student of this new age of marketing.
So when we start looking at the dimensions of digital marketing, there's search engine optimization, there's pay-per-click, there's social media, retargeting. Are you in with all of those services that they offer?
Yes, we do all of those services through Creating Your Space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do you figure out the return on investment on that?
Any return on investment is going to be difficult, but I will say that there's a lot of data with digital advertising. I find that it's a better way to track how many customers you're getting through your door than traditional-based advertising. So it makes a lot of sense to us, and I just try to use common sense, and people are on their iPhones a lot more than they're in front of the TV today. So that's why we're trying to get more and more involved in this space.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, if you look at your total spend for promotion, is it about half of what you spend that you spend toward digital?
It's getting that way, yes.
Mm-hmm. So not quite half.
Not quite, but it's getting there.
Yeah, and the other 55% or so, and I'm just guessing at a number, where are you spending that?
That would just be traditional-based advertising, TV, radio.
How many different markets do you cover?
We have Tulsa, Oklahoma City, a few stores in Oklahoma, outside the Tulsa and Oklahoma City markets, Muskogee, McAllister, and Grove. We have two stores in northwest Arkansas, and then one store in Wichita, Kansas.
Now, that traditional, you say, is mostly TV?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that TV, do you integrate that so that it takes the prospect to what you're doing digitally?
Yeah, we try to direct people from our TV advertising to our website. That's a big focus. They're the same campaign. I mean, if you see our campaign digitally, it's going to look and feel the exact same way on TV.
Usually when I talk to retailers, I hear things are keeping you up at night. Is one of your biggest concerns, like most retailers, around labor?
Yeah, labor is always an issue, and it's difficult, and it's going to get more difficult with the large format tiles that are coming out. They're getting bigger. They're getting harder to install. So we're going to have to do a really good job as an industry training, especially our tile installers, to put this stuff down on the floor right so we don't have a lot of issues coming up.
Yeah. All right, Arthur, it's good to spend time with you.
Yes, sir.
Again, been talking to Arthur Paylor, the president of Mill Creek Carpet and Tile, based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloraDaily.net.